from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Secretary General Matthias Korman. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin hopes Intelligent Transport System Asia-Pacific Forum 2024 expected to present intelligent mobility system. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met Secretary General of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, Matthias Korman, at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Tuesday. They discussed Indonesia's commitment to become a full member of the organization within 3 years. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, in a press statement via the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube account broadcast, said, Indonesia is committed to becoming a member of the organization within 3 years. He also said the President has formed a team to accelerate Indonesia's accession as a permanent member of the organization. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin hopes the Intelligent Transport System, or ITS Asia-Pacific Forum, which is held from May 28 to the 30, 2024, can present a smart, safe, and sustainable mobility system. The hope was conveyed by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin when opening the ITS Asia-Pacific Forum at the Jakarta Convention Center in Central Jakarta on Tuesday. ITS Asia-Pacific Forum is a biennial event held to exchange ideas and technological innovations and discuss the progress of transportation systems in countries in the Asia-Pacific region. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, appreciated the development of the Indonesian film industry, which has reached 1 million viewers by mid-2024. This was conveyed in his remarks when opening the Indonesian-Australian Cinema Festival in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Tahun ini tahun yang sangat luar biasa untuk film Indonesia. Belum sampai
this year, this is a very extraordinary year for Indonesian films. Not even half a year ago, we already had almost 10 Indonesian films watched by more than 1 million viewers. This is a record. And also 70% of these screen shows or shows Indonesian films. If I'm not mistaken, the latest data is 70%, and this is also a record this year.
Menampilkan film-film Indonesia. Kalau tidak salah, data terakhirnya itu 70%, dan juga ini merupakan rekor di tahun ini.
Minister Sandiaga added that in 2022, the Indonesian creative economy industry managed to reach 8% of Indonesia's gross domestic product. This figure places Indonesia as the country with the third largest contributor in the world in terms of the creative economy. Next, we have Australian Ambassador to Indonesia, Penny Williams, highlighted the important role of the film sector in supporting diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Australia. Speaking at the opening of the 2024 festival Cinema Australia Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, she said Australia has more than 3,000 creative businesses engaged in the film sector, while the film industry in Indonesia is also growing very rapidly. According to Ambassador Penny, collaboration in the film sector between the two countries will be able to help the economic development efforts that are being promoted.
Film adalah media yang memiliki peran besar dalam menciptakan.
Film is a medium that has a big role in creating relationship between individuals, between communities, and between nations. The film breaks through cultural and language barriers and promotes understanding between the two countries. More than 3,000 Australian business creatives are involved in the film industry, and the Indonesian film industry is also developing very rapidly. This is important for the economic growth of both countries.
Hal ini penting bagi pertumbuhan ekonomi kedua negara.
Ambassador Penny Williams further said the organization of the film festival reflects the development of 75 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Australia. She said Festival Cinema Australia Indonesia 2024 will be held in 10 cities in Indonesia, 3 more cities than the previous year. In addition, the festival will also be filled with film mentoring and training activities that will open up wider job opportunities than the previous year.
We hope that the existence of FSAI masterclass and short courses will open up wider job opportunities and create new talents in the Indonesian film industry. We are working on all potential employment opportunities, inclusive jobs for job potentials.
In addition, Ambassador Penny Williams added that this year Indonesian filmmakers will have the opportunity to compete in the Australian Award, an awarding event for filmmakers conducted by the Australian government at the end of 2024. According to Ambassador Penny Williams, the Australian Award will provide an opportunity for Indonesian filmmakers to build networks with the Australian film community and is expected to be an important basis for building future collaboration. Still from the Australian Embassy that organizes Festival Cinema Australia Indonesia 2024, this event is held in collaboration with a number of stakeholders, including the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. In her remarks at the launch of the festival on Tuesday, Australian Ambassador to Indonesia Penny Williams said the festival is a reflection of the good relations between Indonesia and Australia that have been running for 75 years. The festival will be held in 10 cities in Indonesia, namely Jakarta, Bandung, Yogyakarta, Padang, Surabaya, Mataram, Makassar, Manado, Samarinda, and Balikpapan.
Kami akan hadir di 10 kota. 3 kota lebih banyak dari tahun yang lalu.
We will be present in 10 cities, 3 more cities than last year. For the first time, we brought FSAI to Padang, Balikpapan, Samarinda, and Manado. This year is also a little different. Deakin University brings new technology and invites us to watch film inside the dome using the planetarium technique.
Di dalam kubah dengan menggunakan teknik planetarium dome.
Festival Cinema Australia Indonesia 2024 opens with a screening of Blueback, a Western Australian film that tells a universal story about friendship and family. In addition, Indonesian film Petualangan Sherina II by filmmaker Mira Lesmana, who is an Australian alumnus, will also enliven Festival Cinema Australia Indonesia 2024. Now we move to the international news. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, in a speech in Madrid on Tuesday, said his government approved the move to formally recognize the state of Palestine. He noted that Spain will recognize a Palestinian state based on the 1967 borders by only recognizing changes that have been agreed upon by both parties. Prime Minister Sanchez also explained that a Palestinian state must be capable of standing with the West Bank and Gaza, connected by a corridor and East Jerusalem as its capital. We end the news with a number of Israeli media reports on Tuesday said members of the Israeli war cabinet have reached a consensus to stop the military attack on Rafah City in southern Gaza and focus more on prisoner exchange negotiation. The Palestinian news agency Sana'a, citing information from the Israeli state Channel 12, said Israel also submitted its response to the ceasefire proposal to mediators in a bid to resume negotiation. The Israeli regime under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has not yet issued an official statement regarding the cessation of the ongoing deadly offensive in Rafah City or the resumption of peace talks. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, today's commentary is about Conference on Forest City, an effort to build capital city of Nusantara without deforestation. Nusantara Capital City Authority or OIKN, the authority governing Indonesia's new capital Nusantara, will hold an International Conference on Forest City or ICFC at the University of Mula Warman in Samarinda, East Kalimantan on May 29th to 30th, 2024. Researchers, activists, and practitioners from 12 countries, including the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, and Singapore, were invited to participate in the international conference to discuss forest city development, as well as biodiversity and cultural restorations. Deputy for Environment and Natural Resources at the authority, Mirna Savitri, revealed it in a media briefing in Jakarta on Tuesday, 28th of May. She explained that conference participants will provide constructive opinions and inputs on forest city concept with accountable methodologies. At the international conference, the Nusantara Capital City Authority organized various activities such as field visits to Nusantara, seminars, public lectures, and panel discussions. The field trip was an important part of the conference as it gave participants a real picture of Nusantara's environment. It must be recognized that the Kalimantan region, known to have a huge rainforest, has long experienced deforestation due to land clearing for plantations, mining, and others. The United States Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, recently released satellite images showing massive land clearing in East Kalimantan in the past 2 years. Therefore, it is natural that many people are worried that the land clearing or constructions of Nusantara will add to the destructions of rainforests in Kalimantan. The International Conference on Forest City is part of the Indonesian government's way to convince the world that the constructions of Nusantara doesn't cause deforestation and degradations of forest cover. It is hoped that after conducting field visits, conference participants, mostly researchers and environmental activists, can deliver valuable input to the Indonesian government. These are for the sake of realizing the new Indonesian capital, Nusantara, as a forest city that is not only safe from forest destructions but also environmentally friendly. That was commentary.
We begin today in history on the event of May 29, 1945, when the first session of the Investigation Agency for Indonesian Independence Efforts took place. On May 29, 1945, the Investigation Agency held its first session and drafted the basic points of Indonesia. The agency was a body formed by Japan with the task to prepare for Indonesian independence. It was officially established on April 29, 1945 and chaired by Dr. Rajiman Wedio Diningrat. From May 29 to June 1, 1945, the agency held its first session at the Chuo Sangi Inn building, Pejambon Street, No. 6, Jakarta. We move on to May 29, 1948, about International Peacekeeping Day of United Nations. May 29 is commemorated as the International Peacekeeping Day of the United Nations. The purpose of this day is to recognize the uniform and civilian personnel who work for the organization. May 29 is taken from the date when the first United Nations peacekeeping mission was named the United Nations Truce Monitoring Organization in 1948 when it started operating in Palestine. We end today in history on May 29, 1996, when First National Elderly Day was declared. Elderly Day is commemorated every May 29 as a form of respect and appreciation for the elderly. The National Elderly Day was officially proclaimed by the second Indonesian President Suharto in Semarang, Central Java, on May 29, 1996, to honor the contributions of Dr. Rajiman Wedio Diningrat, who in his elderly age still chaired the first session of Investigation Agency for Indonesian Independence Efforts. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Tinggal kita tanpa hiasan, tanpa lukisan, beratap jerami, beralaskan tanah. Namun semua ini punya kita. Memang semua ini milik kita sendiri. Hanya alang-alang pagar rumah kita, tanpa anyelir, tanpa melati. Hanya bunga bakung tumbuh di halaman. Namun semua itu punya kita. Memang semua itu
we
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia highlights transportation infrastructure development program in the new capital city of Nusantara. Indonesian Transportation Ministry is preparing a smart, integrated, and eco-friendly transportation system development for Nusantara capital city. While attending the opening of the 19th Intelligent Transport System Asia-Pacific Forum 2024 in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said, "The VVIP airport runway in Nusantara has been paved with asphalt." As reported by Antara State News Agency, the minister also said the VVIP airport roof installation has begun. Minister Budi was optimistic with the progress of Nusantara airport development that runs well and according to plan, which therefore can be tested in July 2024. According to him, all work intensively to ensure the project finishes on time. Meanwhile, the Ministry's Director General for Air Transport, Maria Kristi Endah Murni, said, "With the 3,000-meter-long and 45-meter-wide runway, Nusantara Airport can provide for large aircraft." At the same occasion, Minister Budi Karya Sumadi also talked about the testing of autonomous rail transit in Nusantara in August 2024. The autonomous train uses a battery that is substituted by road markings and magnet. The minister said the trains will be imported from China. Quoting the Transportation Ministry's official website, the autonomous rail transit will be placed in East Sumbu Kebangsaan and West Sumbu Kebangsaan. The route's development will be done in two phases. The first stage will be 1.2 kilometers, while the second one is 5.2 kilometers. The minister added, while operating, the autonomous rail transit railway and stations will be sharing with bus rapid transit. That's today's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu bernyanyi lagu yang kau ciptakan, kau nyanyikan, dan aku selalu ikuti semua cerita tentangmu, hari-harimu. Kau lakukan baik dan buruk bagiku, tetap indah. Tak satu pun alasan untuk melupakanmu, meninggalkanmu. kan tetap setia. Sampai mati ku kan tetap membela kau tetap.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Bali, which is never running out of attractions and tourist destinations. If you want to try various water sports that trigger adrenaline, Tanjung Benoa, which is not far from Denpasar, can be your choice. Tanjung Benoa Beach offers a variety of water attractions that you can try, from fun to challenging adrenaline trips. Outside of water games, the entrance fee to the Tanjung Benoa area is very affordable. You only need to pay 5,000 rupiah or less than $1 to enjoy the beauty of this place. As Bali's water sports center, which is located not far from Nusa Dua Bali tourist area, Tanjung Benoa has a variety of fun beach activities that you can try, such as banana boat, rolling donut, snorkeling, scuba diving, flying board, seawater, jet ski, and parasailing. Each game also has different rates, ranging from 70,000 rupiah to 600,000 rupiah. Listener, the activities of the water rides depend on the tidal conditions of the sea, known as full moon tides and tillum tides. If it is affected by the dead moon, marine tourist attractions can be held above 11 a.m. until the afternoon. On the other hand, if it is affected by full moon tides, tourists can start these activities from the morning around 9 a.m. until the afternoon or 4 p.m. Another tourist attraction in Tanjung Benoa is visiting Turtle Island, the Balinese turtle breeding place, and you can also see turtle activity on the seabed by taking a special boat. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Tak tersimpan dan hasrat tak tertahan. Kau pun tak akan percaya, satu dari cintaku jadi milikmu.
Of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil, Waktu kecil,
which means childhood.
Saya,
which means I.
Hanya,
which means only.
Bisa bermain,
which means can play.
Dengan,
which means with.
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik,
which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki.
Which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal.
Which means famous.
Sebagai.
Which means as.
Tempat konservasi.
Which means conservation site.
Penyu.
Which means turtle.
Pengunjung.
Which means visitor.
Anak-anak.
Which means children.
Berinteraksi.
Which means to interact.
Tukik.
Which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu.
Which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru.
Which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix "an". For example,
mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan.
Which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Sangalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species favor sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu Penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ranov.
Thank you for your attentions.
Sampai jumpa.
Hari ini rasanya
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Galing. Alok Galing itself is a term for traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Amping is made from roasted rice, then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Syuriana.
Of Indonesia.
tampan laju dari hilir sampai ke hulu. Sungai Kapuas sungguh panjang dari dolo membelah kota. Hei, tak disangka, tak disangka dolo hutan menjadi kota. Ramai penduduknya, Pontianak nama kota. Sungai Kapuas punya cerita, bila kita minum airnya. Biarpun pergi jauh kemana, sungguh susah nak ngelupakannya. Hei, Kapuas.
Voice of Indonesia.